You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So I spoke with producer Joel Baxendale from the upcoming production It's a Trial, which will be debating whether the arts will be devalued if commercial incentives become the priority within it. I started by getting him to explain the upcoming production.
It's a Trial is a show we've done two times before. We've been experimenting with making a theatre work that uses courtroom practices as the framework. What we found is that, you know, we can have really interesting and actually quite rigorous debates about quite important issues in a really fun way. One of the cool things about this show is that the expert witnesses we get in to give evidence, real people, real expert. And so the lawyers are kind of theatrical performers, the judge is a theatrical performer. Joe Randerson of Barbarian plays the judge, and she's an excellent judge. She's very good at holding the room and making sure everybody gets their chance to speak. She's got a lot of mana, but the witnesses are real, and they're really put on the stand to kind of give evidence. And then, of course, because it's a trial, it's not like a straight debate where you just get to say your piece and sit down. You know, you get cross-examined by the opposing counsel, so everything kind of gets put under a bit of scrutiny. And then we have a jury who kind of makes a verdict at the end.
And so is your jury also a set of actors?
Oh, no, they're just drawn from the audience. Yeah, they're just special audience members.
And so what's the issue with the upcoming production that you guys are going to be putting on trial?
The case is a judicial review of a new funding scheme that prevents artistic companies receiving government funding from seeking a profit, requiring those to instead be funneled back into the creation of new art, and reintroduces the PACE scheme to compensate artists' loss of potential profit with increased financial security. And this arose following the Prime Minister and Minister for Arts, Jacinda Ardern's statement that as long as artists are constrained by the boundaries of a platform driven by commercial imperatives, we are personally not being as courageous as storytellers as we could be, unquote. Mm. That's the issue in a nutshell.
What do you think she means by not being as courageous as we could be?
Well, I think she means that that the art is of lesser value, I think, that the artwork that's sort of being created, that commercial imperatives dilute the claws, like the declaw art, you know, and art that's made in that context will always be, which has got commercial imperatives as its primary driver, will always be, you know, trying to make something for the broadest possible audience, and so not be as rigorous or incisive or have as much social value.
Mm. Do you think the arts with these mentalities are under threat at the moment?
Well, it's interesting. Like, we have come on either side. You know, we can see how that is definitely a perspective. But you know, we can see it both ways as well. Like, there are you know, the flip side to that argument, you know, the I guess the libertarian argument is that if it's no good, you know, if it's if people don't want to buy it, if no one wants to see your artwork, if, you know, why should the public fund that, you know? Mm-hmm. And you know, there's a certain, you know, you take that to an extreme and it seems like, oh, that's a bit harsh, but there is a certain logic to that. Like, if everyone was just got as much funding as they wanted to make whatever they wanted, everyone might end up just making artworks in isolation, not talking to the audience, you know. Mm-hmm. And not even presenting. So there's a and you know, we've got some pretty interesting witnesses speaking to this issue. Like, we've got a witness from the Modern Māori Quartet, who are a pretty commercially successful group, and you know, they're quite explicit that you know, commercial imperatives were useful in forming the group and deciding what they were going to do, and that's also a lot. And you know, we can see how actually having the freedom, economic freedom, by making a profitable art gives you the space to do your practice as well. And you know, so it, we can see it both ways. Like, certainly, if the only driver is commercial, and then you end up with, end up with pretty broad, uninspiring work. But at the same time, is funding everything to the hilt the answer? I mean, that's the question we're trying to answer.
The one you'll be debating. When is it coming up again?
It's on the 22nd of February at 7 p.m.
Brilliant.
At, Samoa House, but you can get tickets through Basement, just a short walk up from the Basement Theatre.
And are there online sales as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can get them at iTicket. It's a trial. So that's it will be pretty, it's just a one-off. So, we're getting everybody in the room for this big public conversation. It should be pretty ruckus. Mm-hmm. A little bit of argy-bargy, but, you know, also it should be a really generous context in which, we can actually have quite a bit of fun debating this issue as well.
That's all my questions. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I should add that it's a co-production with, between Binge Culture, which is my company, mm-hmm. and Barbarian Productions. And also we were collaborating with Karen McCracken, who was a formerly practicing lawyer. So there's a lot of, she brings a lot of rigor to the court processes. So it's not all laughs, and it's not just using a courtroom. We're actually trying to bring those processes into the room in a really legitimate way, as much as possible. We make allowances and to make it more accessible. But at the same time, I think that's a really important part of the show is knowledge of the court processes that she brings. Mm. And it really shows in the work.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.